Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be sun and clouds today. We will have a high of about 47. Around the area, Kenosha 32, 35 in Burlington, 41 Milwaukee, 37 degrees in Racine. A new city administrator and Ban the Box legislation, just two of the items on the Racine Common Council agenda for tonight, not to mention what citizens may bring up in the public comment segment, and that may include some more about the proposed event center. Ban the Box, that's about eliminating the city employment application question about being convicted of a criminal offense. Alderman Jim Morgenroth in the Finance Committee reading recently, fully supporting that move.
As a member of the Second Chance Ministry here in Racine on the board, I can tell you that this will bring hope to many young people that come out of jail and are so concerned about this particular issue. Being where you need to be living, and of course, that those things are important too, but the job thing.
Alderman Henry Perez said today society needs this change at the city level and elsewhere. There may be some public comment about Ban the Box tonight as well. The city administrator recommendation, James Palinick, coming from North Carolina to replace the retiring Tom Friedel. The Burlington Common Council is going to meet in Committee of the Whole 6:30 this evening. Among the items on that agenda, discussion about a possible fire department training facility for Western Racine County. It would be located at the city's public works site. The agencies in the towns of Burlington and Rochester have both committed to assisting in planning and fundraising to go along with grants. Lyons and Wheatland have also shown financial interest. Cost estimate $180,000 to $200,000, about $6,000 raised so far. 2018, the target goal for completion on that. The vote on an ordinance that would have allowed for the release of feral cats after they've been neutered, vaccinated, and ear-tipped in Kenosha has been put off for a month by the city council. In discussion last night, it was the ordinance in support by the Safe Harbor Humane Society, commented by President and Board Chairman Bill Bowman, who said, in addition to managing the feral cat population, this could mean financial assistance for the shelter.
Shelters in areas that have this TNR, trap, neuter, release programs, are eligible for more grants. And quite honestly, we just did our budget for 2017. And we're estimating a deficit of $60,000 to $100,000 at the shelter. So unless somebody nice dies and leaves us a lot of money, we're going to have a shortfall. If we have a shortfall, the only way we can make up that shortfall is to raise what we charge the municipalities.
The vote to defer action for that issue for a month was 8-7. Same architectural design and construction firm now doing the new Village Hall in Caledonia was pitched to also get the contract for a new municipal garage set up at the old Village Hall site, incorporating existing space on Nicholson Road, but the Village Board rejected that because a request for proposal process was not involved. Trustee Ed Willing, not crazy about a much higher total cost of about $900,000 to meet ADA and fire safety rules, among others, supported administration's recommendation.
If you're talking only a few weeks, that's the most you can crunch it. I would have thought that the RFP process would have been more, but even still, I can understand going to Ashton in that process. But just as general guidance, I would side with Lee on that point. I'm going to vote for this based on what I'm seeing as an incredible financial position. But I second what he's saying about the fact that I would prefer for projects of a certain size that we make sure that we do an open bid process.
Trustee Lee Wishaw indicated the need for transparency is important for the board and taxpayers, plus it's a big project.
We're about to hand over a no-bid contract for architectural and potentially construction management services. I think that should have definitely been offered an RFP. I'll say it again, we're not buying a copy machine here. This should have been open to the public to bid out. And if nobody bids on it, that's one thing, but we should have done it that way. And that's why I'm opposed to it.
The vote ended in a tie, which meant rejection of Anderson Ashton getting the job outright. Administrator Tom Christensen then was directed to put out a short RFP project for about a week, then get back to the board with the results, and President Bob Bradley back from his extended vacation. Existing home sales in Wisconsin did slip statewide in the month of February, even as prices did continue to climb above the rate of inflation. Mixed results reported in southeast Wisconsin, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
In Racine County, sales increased 13% in February when compared to a year ago, while the median price was up nearly 23%. Sales fell 23% in Kenosha County, while the median price increased nearly 18%. In Milwaukee County, sales fell 2%, with a 6.5% increase in the median price. Looking at the year to date, Racine County posted a 21.6% sales increase. Milwaukee County had a 10.4% increase, while sales fell 16% in Kenosha County. Median prices rose 19% in Racine County, 16% in Kenosha County, and 7% in Milwaukee County. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha City Council, no comments last night, approving a wage increase for non-represented members of the police and fire department. The increase is 3% across the board for 2018. Council also approving a new labor agreement with the Kenosha Firefighters Local 414. Union members to receive a 6.5% wage increase over 3 years. A resolution calling on the state legislature to develop rules and regulations for the use of body cameras by police got approved by the Kenosha Council last night. Alderman Kevin Matheson's original ordinance called for putting money into next year's budget to buy the body cameras for all of the city's officers, but he backed away from that call after speaking with the police chief, the DA, and the mayor. Alderman Dave Paff said he supports the body cameras if the proper restrictions are in place, noting everybody has a camera these days.
You know, everybody walks around with video cameras nowadays. Everybody has their iPhone, their Android, capturing photos and videos of incidents. So I think in the best interest of our police officers, the best images you're going to get are going to be within the incident, you know, within, you know, the 7 feet of dealing with got people that you're apprehending.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy said he hoped discussions about the use of body cameras would include the public. Resolution was approved unanimously. Public hearing scheduled for 6:30 tonight at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. It's on a proposed Habitat for Humanity home at 2109 Racine Street. Single-family residence. It requires a conditional use permit. The Village Plan Commission has it on its agenda tomorrow afternoon. In Burlington, the Common Council's regular business meeting, which follows the Committee of the Whole discussion on non-voting issues, will be deciding tonight approval of the purchase of a Class B liquor license from the town of Spring Prairie in Walworth County for $12,500. Administrator Karina Walters explaining recently that a higher population would have simply given the city another available license.
We are approximately 42 people shy of receiving another license.
Also on tonight's general business meeting agenda, an ordinance to repeal the chapter that requires a license for operating a public dance or dance hall, and the 2017 4th of July fireworks contract with Five Star Entertainment. Perhaps an update on whether they'll be able to shoot all those fireworks from a barge on Echo Lake. And State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has appointed Racine County Circuit Court Judge Tim Boyle to the Wisconsin Access to Justice Commission, 17-member panel created in 2009 to expand access to the civil justice system for low-income residents in Wisconsin who are underrepresented. A statement from Voss says, "I'm confident that Judge Boyle will be a very valuable member of this important commission," noting his more than 2 decades of experience in general law practice and being president of the Racine County Bar Association. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.